water. How do I look like my cousin?
I like seeing people get hurt. We live in a world now where you just can't fuck up. Just can't live anywhere. Oh, one of these is just a fucking sick break.
Oh my God.
That is absolutely.
I like that he didn't even stop to see how that, like, Segway guy was doing.
He was in the Segway. Fuck him. That is the universal sentiment whenever someone's in the Segway. And look, there we are in a Segway. Unless it's us and we've made an excellent Segway, which usually never happens. I picture you being like that in track. Were you ever in track and field? I see you tripping a lot.
No, I was never in track and field. I was the one who
I keep forgetting you're fragile.
I would walk the track in gym class.
a mile is a mile is a mile. Doesn't matter how you get there, as long as...
There was this anorexic friend I had, of course, who told us that if we power walked, while going like this, we'd get a good ab workout in while we were walking. I still might do that on the treadmill time to time.
That's why I wish we had camera phones back then. I was telling you, like, just looking at that and more so some of the other bullshit videos we show, you can't get away with anything now. I mean, these poor people, they were probably at meet, maybe it was even practice, but their poor broken feet, toes, knees, what have you, it's on display for
I wish that when I was in high school, I guess there were were there camera phones? No, I think our cell phones just dialed numbers. I remember having, I guess it was like a little Nokia and it had a circle on the front and flipped open.
Yes.
But it was my freshman year. We were doing a production of 42nd Street and it was like a preview for the school and everyone loved it because everyone got out of a certain period to go into the auditorium and watch us perform. So it was like a free period. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Then I'd be 4 yards.
My costume like malfunctioned. It didn't fall off. But I kicked and my leg got caught in my dress and I face planted onto the stage in like the front row. And I wish that someone took video.
Any hardcore injury?
No, just my ego.
Damn it.
Never recovered.
Speaking of egos, behind you is what's left of Gino's man.
Oh, God.
Look at all of the curly hairs he left for us to investigate.
Gross.
He would never get away with murder. There's just too much falling off of him. I wasn't even really clear as to what the premise of the bikini was. I was happy to be there. Look at that. There it is. R.I.P. The thing I didn't get is they were taking photos of Gino after the show, but he was fully clothed. Why waste that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, I think he actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
He was very modest. He was wearing a sport coat after he first presented Italian nip-naps.
He's got his winter body.
He does.
And by winter body, I mean year-long body brought to you by whiskey and bad decisions.
Yes, you can't have one without the other. Trademark. I think Winter Body should be the name of Gino's picks. I don't like Gino's picks. It should be Winter Body.
Although I was surprised you were slut shaming him.
Why? Are you kidding me? I was very much for the bikini. I may have even gronked him a little bit.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
It was very, it was a feast for the eyes, and clearly he's been feasting. We have it's rare we break news on this show. Kidding, of course, we break news all the time. I mean, what else is there to say except midget fight? Midget fight, midget fight, midget fight. Or is this more a midget chase?
A little person fight. Let's be respectful while also making fun of this group of people because this video is incredible.
Our own Seven Chaperone tweeted this out last night. Give her a follow and watch her YouTube video on all things makeover. You got to do one of those. She noticed this out of her window yesterday. These are all little people.
Well, I don't think the one in the yellow is.
I think he's a big little person.
Oh, okay.
Look at him. Now, I can hear Get Out of My Face, but I'm still not clear as to what. There we go.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you were thinking that this might be a prank.
That was my immediate thought, but I don't see any cameras. I don't see cameras following them unless someone's wearing a GoPro. I don't know that. Because otherwise, why do you do it if it's not being filmed? I mean, these days, if it were a prank, you're filming it. It wouldn't just be like performance art.
Right. I've often found with midget fights that they raise more questions than they answer. That's just me. That's just my deal when it comes to little people fisticuffs. But I don't think that's a prank because it was happening at an odd time of day. It would be an odd neighborhood to do it in. And there was no crowd. There was no audience. There was no one to appreciate it, except for now. Unbelievable. I wanted to call her and get sort of a backstory to this because, again, I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
Which is industry speak for great journalist.
Oh, I thought it was a girl journalist.
And a girl journalist. And I'm still mistaken from Erin Moran of Happy Days. But she said there's no story. That's it. That's all she knows.
Well, then we need to make up a story.
Let's
what
edit
do we
all
think
of that
happened?
Out. You know what? It's like that giraffe fight over a girl. It's got to
be over a little.
The question is it a little lady or a full size one? I could see you being a little person heartbreaker.
I don't know. I haven't been very diverse in the people I've dated.
Well, you're racist.
Well, actually, no, I'm not racist. Although I don't think I've ever dated
anyone that doesn't look exactly like you. You're a racist narcissist.
Sicilian kind of counts as black, right?
Well, they've got some more in them because there was a lot of more in them when they invaded. But yeah, I think Sicilian doesn't count. You are still racist.
I have
Sicilians are racist.
I have dated gay men, so I am.
I forgot about that.
I am an open and
you change them, baby.
I equality.
Yeah, well, you know, you were a theater brat, so it's bound to happen. I know more women. I know a surprising amount of women that have dated gay men, mostly because they're all ex-girlfriends of mine. Wink. Say I beat you to the punch. How long ago was the gay guy that you dated? And is he just like flaming now?
Yes.
Is he? Was he at the time?
Yes.
Really?
Well, yeah, but he's also Latin, so I thought that was more of a cultural thing than a sexuality thing.
Was it lots of talking with his hands? And
he didn't wear underwear.
Interesting. But that could just be a money-saving thing, as Buffalo gays usually have money.
No, he came from money. He was just very, loved Latin dancing and had sort of a lisp.
All of these are red letter, red flags. So is your sweater. What's he doing now? Is he creating awareness?
I think he's in the Yale drama program, actually.
Of course he's in the Yale drama
program. He's so doing very well. Latino, you know, we're still friends and, we never dated seriously, but.
I took seriously your Icy Vapor videos that you found last night.
Oh, yes.
I wanted it to be a surprise. Also because I kind of feel bad for my Midwestern brethren who, as bad as things are in New York right now.
I mean, negative 50 degrees.
It was colder, I believe, in Chicago than, of course, everyone's sick of this statistic, than the North Pole or something. Yeah. I'm butchering the statistic, but it was around that. Hopefully my parents are still alive. I haven't paid my Sprint bill yet, so I don't know. But let's take a look. This is basically people, if you want to describe it, it's just basically, warm water turning into vapor?
It's everyone thinking they have an original idea, and they're going to film something that no one else has done. And yet everyone is doing the exact same thing. They are boiling a pot of water. They are going outside to show that by throwing it up in the air, it immediately freezes. Now, I was secretly hoping, because I'm a god-awful person, that someone did this and it wasn't quite cold enough and the boiling water would just come back in their faces.
Oh, why can't that happen?
You know, like a breeze just, you know.
That's fucking unbelievable. I definitely remember spitting and
cool.
crystallizing before it would hit the ground on certain really, really bad days.
But my favorite is the people who are going outside in their, like, shorts and T-shirt to do it.
Rule of thumb, if the water vaporizes before it hits the ground, you're probably going to get frostbite.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Set.
Go!
You are both Siegfried and Roy. Are they magicians? I guess they're more tiger tamers.
It would be really cool, right, if someone was hiding in the snowbank right there and then, like, popped up. So it looked like, you know, like a magic trick.
Only you would think that someone might be hiding in a snowbank.
Suddenly someone revealed, like they're Jack Frost come to life.
I was thinking more along the lines of Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. Well, you know what the thing about being in the Midwestern is? It's kind of boring. So you need stuff like this to do to pass the time.
Well, see, and I was wondering if, and maybe someone who's in Minnesota or Chicago can let us know, are, like, bars and restaurants closed? Like, have towns closed down because it's so cold? Because I feel like everyone will get so stir-crazy that they'll want to go out and drink. But
to that end, the bars are definitely open.
But then I get so nervous that, like, right, let's say someone drives to a bar, gets drunk, gets in their car to drive home, but, like, passes out or, like, falls asleep before they will freeze in their car.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of random deaths.
Is the restaurant liable?
That's a good question.
Those are the things I think about. Like, as a bartender, what could get me jailed?
Well, figuring, it all comes back to you. Yeah. Figuring you could, a lot of bars now are liable for putting drinks in people's gullets and then sending them off to drive.
Yeah.
Maybe other things as well. All of these people look like people I know. I think it's just the clothing. They all look like human interpretations of South Park characters. Yeah, all right. Well, I think we sort of get the message on that. You got any money on the game? Big Super Bowl weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I think the Patriots are going to win.
I think that you speak for everyone aside from patches of Los Angeles.
It's the Patriot Bowl. It's, you know.
It's fucking, I'm going to boycott the halftime show. Not for any political reason. I just don't like Maroon 5. Other than that, got no interest whatsoever in the game.
I do have a suggestion for people. 2 years ago, I made an awful mistake, and I was at a Super Bowl party, and I was tasked.
Hit killer homicide.
Yes.
I don't know why you're saying this on air, but go
Although,
ahead.
Although, really, if you do want to kill someone, it's best to hit them with your car. You'll get less punishment. I don't know where I heard that, but.
Makes sense. It's just not homicide. It's vehicular homicide. It just sounds better.
If you are ordering Domino's from your phone, okay, and it asks if you want cheese on your pizza, it doesn't mean extra cheese. It means if you want any cheese on your pizza, because I ordered pizzas and they arrived without cheese on them. And
I didn't even know that was an option.
It was my sister's party, and she continued to hate and berate me for the rest of the evening.
That is not your fault. I didn't know that you could order pizza. I guess people are lactose intolerant.
I thought it was going to be a charge to put cheese. I'm like, pizzas come with cheese. I'm not going to hit cheese and get charged extra for cheese. No, apparently you have to build the pizza yourself.
I thought I was cheap. There are some cheap-ass motherfuckers
like,
out there that
cooked?
Are ordering cheeseless pizzas. God
it's probably
damn.
For vegans, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was definitely not a thing growing up.
Do you guys ever dip your pizza in ranch? I keep seeing that a lot lately.
Absolutely. A lot of people do.
People do it. I've been known to do it if I'm a little thing that rhymes with drunk. But mostly,
it does sound drunk good. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, I've done that. It's not bad.
It's drunk good, but when you think about it, it's got to be a really bad pizza to want to do that.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking.
Well, and I can understand for the crust, right? You're left with just dough. Yeah. So, some marinara or some ranch or, like, Papa John's has, like, some really nice
garlic
flavors.
Garlic butter sauce.
I rub butter on my crust all the time.
Oh, hey, God, John.
Oh, yeah. That's called the manning. No, you heard it that way.
But, yeah, I think that's partly why we have an obesity problem in the country. Let's just put a mayonnaise-based sauce on cheese.
Senseless, endless dipping.
The worst I saw was a pickle pizza dipped in ranch.
That sounds good to me. I would try that.
Yeah.
First of all, what do you always say about me? I'm adventurous.
That's true.
Willing to explore. And that includes pizzas. I would try that. Pickle pizza? Why not?
You ever have a pasta pizza?
Oh, that's good.
I've had the buffalo.
I've recently had a lot of the buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's very good.
Yeah.
There's a little tanginess to it that's great.
Yeah.
We should get to that Super Bowl food thing later on as well.
Yes.
One, in this whole thing about we all know the Pats are going to win, everyone's sick of it. Well, one of the cities that hates Patriots more than most is Pittsburgh. Brady has always had
Steelers.
It for them. Good girl, up top.
I know that because of This Is Us.
Really?
Yeah, they're Steelers fans.
It just doesn't seem to me like a very sports-friendly show. Well, they really don't like him over in Pittsburgh. Take a look at this Chiron while reporting on old Tom Brady. Unfortunately, thoughts and prayers to this guy's family. He is now fired.
For the win, the Pats could tie the Steelers in Super Bowl rings at 6. Dana Jacobson is in Atlanta, where both teams are already guaranteeing a victory.
Let's let him hear it all the way down in Atlanta. We're still here! We're still here!
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had
a
little reminder for Pats fans Sunday.
We're not quite at the end yet.
There we go.
Cheater.
First of all, that is factually accurate. All right? He was suspended for Deflategate 4 games. That is factually accurate. Fucking great.
I love that.
Unfortunately, isn't that fantastic? Unfortunately, of course, I've not done enough preparation to even get this guy's name. I want to give him some publicity because there's a GoFund out there for him now.
Was he fired?
He was fired.
No!
27 years old. His friend started a GoFundMe. They have selflessly said that the money will not go towards helping him out while he's in between jobs and some Pittsburgh charity. Isn't Pittsburgh in and of itself a charity? So
his name is Michael Telek, T-E-L-E-K.
It sounds like a fake name. Michael Telek, although it's a great TV name. He brought so much smiles to most of America. The intro has since been edited. The GoFund account asks everyone, did this bring you joy? Of course it did. It brought us joy.
Yeah.
And even his detractors have said, it's a 24-hour news cycle. People will forget about it. He'll get a new
job. I feel like even Tom Brady fans are like, yeah. That's why we love him.
Exactly. I think everyone wins.
And it,
that
and
one.
Like you said, it is factual. He has been punished for cheating.
There's the GoFundMe one, and he's already got $1,926. I need to get in the Chiron business.
Oh, cheater.
Where?
Who was the little shit that saw it and complained to the network?
No kidding. Particularly in Pittsburgh.
It wasn't like it said asshole or, it could have been way worse.
I fucking love it. This reminds me, and I'm not really clear as to why. Obviously the thing where everything stopped was when there'd be car chases at Fox News.
Yeah.
And Shepard Smith was great at them. He could improv and fill time all the live long day while some meth head was barreling down Los Angeles with a gun to his head or someone else's. And a lot of times, as you can imagine, these things don't end well.
Yeah.
And Fox News forgot to go with a 5-second delay on that thing, and Shepard was aware of it, and just Gawker would describe the look Shepard would give when something bad would happen that he wasn't planning. They called it Southern Bitch, and he put on that Southern Bitch face because you saw the guy's head go kablooey live on air. And for some reason, weird chirons at live moments remind me of head guts at Fox News. I don't know why, but hopefully we can get, maybe we should hire this guy.
Or at least call him.
I could have done that as well. Thanks for once again suggesting these things while we're live on air. You know what? We've been babbling for so long. I was going
to
interview Kristen Davis on her own, but you want to have her guess up because they're going to have better questions
than me. I'm sure
they
have questions for her.
Thank you. Let's go to our graphics. You guys, Kristen Davis here. She's a former New York City-based madam, ran for governor in 2010 and state comptroller in 2013. I recall voting for her both times. She's since been in the news for all things Roger Stone related. We're going to get to the bottom of that and also talk about her salon as well because I need it. Great freelance writer, Noelle Hancock. Her book, My Year with Eleanor, is available online now and wherever fine books are sold. And our very own Kevin Dombrowski.
What is that?
My tongue's frozen. playing the role of cold Midwesterner today.
Yeah.
Look at him. Another South Park character come to life.
I loved
life.
You in the movie Home Alone.
Thank you. When you're bald and you don't wear this outside, you die. So
yeah, I apologize.
I am going to wear this.
Coming in out of the cold right now. You guys, we have amazing stories. Some of them Super Bowl related. Some of them related to nothing. We like to call them evergreen. But before we get to that,
we have so many questions.
Miss Davis has been quite in the news lately, even though I don't know what quite the news means. Most recently, Good Morning America, correct?
Good day.
Sorry. I prefer that one.
Goddamn homework.
Roger did Good Day New York this morning.
Roger Stone has been on this show before. Right now, we're told he has a gag order, and you are pretty much, not pretty much, his spokesperson right now.
Unofficial spokesperson, friend, colleague. No gag order yet. He has his real court date tomorrow at 2 p.m., I believe.
Gotcha. And no, but you're here to tell everyone no collusion as far as Russia is concerned. He didn't know anything about that. And basically, he is innocent of all charges. Not that there
he is. It's my strong belief that he is.
He is. What did you make of the being manhandled by both the FBI and a CNN cameraman at 6 a.m. in the morning at an undisclosed location in Florida?
At his home.
Yeah.
At his home, he shares with his wife, who is also hearing impaired, right? So she wears hearing aids, and when she doesn't have them in, she's deaf. So here they are at the door with guns, and he's downstairs, can't tell his wife, who's still asleep, freaking out that they're going to go up to the bedroom with guns, and his wife can't hear. She doesn't know what's going on. So it was like mayhem. I personally have also been through this when I was arrested in 2008. There were probably more like 75 police officers and 55 New York cop cars and helicopters with guns and all of that. So I know exactly how Roger feels.
Good God.
Non-violent crime. It's a really scary and horrible experience.
Do you believe he's going to cut a deal?
No, I don't. That would imply that he's guilty, and I don't believe that he's guilty. I also, having been through the legal system, I know firsthand how they pressure you, how they can flip your statements, and the whole goal is to get a conviction. And unless you have the money to fight it, I never fought anything with my cases, but Roger is determined to do so, and he needs the money to do that. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
How did you guys become friends to begin with?
In 2008, when I was arrested in conjunction with the fall of Elliot Spitzer, and I used to be a madam, I met him on a radio show, and he approached me afterwards about running for office, and I wasn't very political then, and he lobbied me for a long time to run for office as a libertarian to promote some of the things that I already believed in, libertarian issues, and eventually he was successful, and he ran my 2010 campaign. And we ran a number of other campaigns. The two of us were the ones that brought Gary Johnson to the 2012 convention and got him the Libertarian nomination. So I've been very active in front and behind the scenes in Libertarian issues. So, you know, we've forged a very strong bond. Nydia and Roger Stone are my child's godparents. They're two of my closest friends. So, you know, this is and everyone around Roger is also affected by this, you know, so this is a lot for everybody to go through.
Well, I bet Noelle and Kevin might have some questions about this, and they might end up being clients. I still have lots of Roger Stone questions.
Previous.
But one of the things that you do in your salon is you do a little something called vajazzling. And for the vajazzle rookies
he's
out there,
it for himself.
Yes, can you explain to our audience exactly what that is and whether or not I can get a rebate? For starters, what is it?
But you don't have anything to vajazzle, so we can't vajazzle you.
Oh, you don't know Bill well enough.
You don't know me, girl. You don't know me.
Well, that's true. I'm making the assumption based on the hairiness.
She can take care of that as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Let's just say Bill's also a former madam.
Oh, nice. I'm impressed. I own a nail salon.
Competition.
I own a nail salon. Bombshell Beauty Lab in East Harlem. I started it after spending a year and a half in prison and wanted to employ people who had also been to prison and give them the opportunity.
Is that why you went to East Harlem? Just say it.
No. You know what? I was looking for a place that, and their zoning and everything is on.
I'm just fucking with you.
It's great. I like East Harlem. I live in East Harlem also.
So I used to live in East Harlem. It's great.
You do? Where?
I do. Well, I'm not going to give the exact address.
Now, what? You can't tell the world?
Do it. You won't do it. Do it.
No, you're right. I won't. Have you seen the fans of this network? Yeah, I love you guys, but fuck no. it is, let's just say, it's the upper East Side.
Oh, that's okay. Spoken like a real estate agent right there.
Neighbors.
Yeah. It's a new building, and I don't want anyone to see
car.
It.
What's like we like the to call weirdest it? Request that you've got?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah. In what part of my life?
let's stick with the vajazzling for now, but we can go from there.
I mean, vajazzling is, you know, you wax, and then you adorn it with jewels to...
Right. All right, what can you do with this?
Oh, interesting.
I don't know that I can do anything with that.
I had an ex-girlfriend that looked like that, but she didn't get it bejazzled.
Right, that's just a vajazzle.
Well, Joe has a very good theory on vajazzling, if you recall. And actually, it has a lot to do with one of your ex-boyfriends.
That's festive.
I feel like vajazzling is great for the woman who is actually...
Did they really not put a mistletoe
with
in
a gay man?
Wait, say that again?
I think vajazzling is great for the woman who is actually with a gay man, because it'll... Give them, you know,
Many things. Let them hear.
China a little more.
I think vajazzling is popular right now, being that it's almost Valentine's Day. People want to put their significant other's initials on there. Sure. It's like, hey, here's my tribute to you.
And it's less permanent than branding.
Right. True. It's not a tattoo.
I actually save my money and just shave my wife's initials above it. That's what I do.
And how did that shave job turn out?
Not good. Unless her name was Shirley MacLaine, it didn't turn out exactly how I wanted it to.
Shirley MacLaine.
I don't know.
National treasure.
Yeah. There's got to be something, though, when you're in there in the trenches. I don't know. Like, no weird requests, nothing?
Running a nail salon is pretty boring compared to the rest of my life. When I was a madam, we had many weird requests.
Spitzer was famous for leaving the socks on. And also, he was a little rough, was he not?
Yes. A couple of girls afterwards came out. Rebecca Woodard wrote a book about him. Irma Nietzsche also came out with her story. He liked to choke women. And I don't think that we would expect anything less from the steamroller. So I think the way that he is in the bedroom is also the way we see him in real life.
Mm. Very interesting.
That's opposed to your nickname, that's the steam cleaner.
Yes, well, and Gino's the steam roller. All things that sound like euphemisms, actually. But what about just specifically as far as Noelle's question, because this way I can put it on her, what comes to mind as one of the odder requests? Or was there anything that you guys would say no to? Obviously, the girl doesn't want to get hurt or anything like that, but was just so on odd levels?
Well, I ran a high-end, very vanilla agency. So price is $1,000. I didn't want to do anything that put women in jeopardy, and I felt like at a certain price, I could screen them a lot better. So the prices were high. I had a very rigorous screening policy. If you didn't pass the muster, I turned you down. So I could afford that because it's an agency. We have plenty of calls.
I'm sorry, but do you imagine like how shitty you must feel about yourself going, here's $1,000, blow me. And then you take it.
$1,000 was cheap, though. Most people spent upwards of 10.
That is when you go from frequenting the surprises to suicide.
Yeah, that's when you go to throw boiling water on yourself and it just mists over you. And you go, this is not my fucking day.
Oh, a callback to our vapes. The other thing, too, is... there's stuff that you can say no to, but like Noelle and Joanne are in long-term relationships. Dombrowski's dead is the sense that he's just gotten married.
It's
how can a married
term.
Man sneak around, and how can women find out whether or not they snuck around?
Yeah.
So you can help him and them in the same sentence.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to provide that content because I don't necessarily agree with that. And the market
slide
has
me
certainly
a note under
changed
the desk.
With... the FBI taking down Backpage and Craigslist and all of these and Eros Guide cooperating. So there's really no venues to find people nowadays. It's
you don't have to make eye contact with me. I'm happily married. Don't listen to what this fucking
nonsense. I'm just addressing the entire panel. Don't flatter yourself.
Do you think that some of the wives knew and were just like...
Yes, because a lot of the clients that would call were repeats. They spent quite a bit of money, $10,000, $20,000 in a night. And if you spent that much, you got a call from me, and I would give you my direct cell. That way you could book directly through me and not my phone team. I had a whole phone team. And a lot of them told me the stories with their wife. I have been married for 25 years. My wife is would rather I do this than have a real relationship. So well, this
also,
is what I do.
Emotional cheating.
And you vetted for these girls and, like, you know.
Oh, yes, I interviewed
know
each
that it's,
and everyone.
You know, safe and all of that stuff.
And
right,
look
right.
at some of those guys. Wouldn't you want them paying someone else to have sex rather than have sex with them?
Yeah.
Look at. Did you see some of them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean, see some of
I'm
them?
I'm just saying, like, looks-wise, if I was married to some of them, I would have paid the 20 grand to have them
well,
sleep with someone else.
Yes, but you're talking about people who can afford $25,000 a night. These yeah. are very affluent, many heads of corporations, heads of countries. You're talking about people
Which
who
particular?
They might not always be the most physically attractive, but they are not someone these girls would ever meet in their real life. And a lot of them were impressed
yeah.
to have spending time with them.
What are your interview questions like when you're interviewing a woman? I'm sure
That's
it's not question. It's not like, you know, with me, it's like, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And it's just, you know, trying stuff like that.
Who do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, okay, yeah.
The interview questions, I mean, not everything involved sex. And
yeah.
these are multi-hour appointments, so they have to be able to talk. They have to be charming. They have to be smart. Or else they're only going to stay for an hour and I make $1,000, whereas they could stay overnight for 12.
Right.
So. My
and
judgment is not just based on how
minutes.
They looked. What happened?
So what do they do with the other 59 minutes?
You know what? I had one girl. She was a beautiful, like, super published Brazilian model. And wherever I sent her, she never got anyone to keep her more than an hour. And and I would send somebody else way less attractive. They'd keep them overnight because she was charming. And I would tell people on the phone, hey, look, this girl is so stunning, but you're going to be unsatisfied with her personality. You're going to be like, but when she walks through the door, you're going to go, and then 30 minutes later, you're going to call me and tell me how right I am.
Ugh,
what
I wish,
I'm telling you.
Sometimes stimulation comes in various forms.
Right. I wish she was there when
That's
I was growing up.
There.
Yeah.
she
and then
been
what
like,
awful thing did you just say?
I wish she was there when I was growing up. Yeah, she's stunning, but you're going to want to kill yourself in an hour. You could have saved me a lot of time.
Well, like, finally, and then we'll get to, like, again, lots of just hard-hitting stuff today. Roger Stone's whole thing is lie, 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 deny, deny, deny. And I have to say, from an outside perspective, at this point, why should we believe him if that's kind of his mantra?
Well, it's not lie, lie, lie. It's admit nothing. There's a difference between purposely trying to deceive and just not admitting to things. But I think that he means that within the context of the law. Roger Stone's rules, campaign, the way that he operates, means within the context of the law. He's going to do whatever it takes to win at all costs, but he's not going to break the law. That's not, I mean, people are taking it to be such a broader thing than it actually is. I think that for me, if I was an outsider, the takeaway from his indictment, no collusion. They made a very public arrest, a horrible arrest with guns, which they allowed CNN to be present. I've been on Roger Stone's block. I've been to his house many times. From where they're filming, they're on his property. The whole street was blocked off. Every reporter in the world was calling me. They couldn't get onto the street. But yet, the FBI allowed CNN to film it.
Right.
So that was done for a reason. And we have to ask ourselves what that reason was. To taint their view of Roger, taint the jury pool, to scare him into submission. What was it, number one, that was uncalled for lying, four counts of lying, obstruction of justice associated with those four counts. And then witness tampering. Those things don't merit that. I personally know Randy Credico. I loathe Randy Credico.
I just don't like his name. Shifty.
But he's been, I mean, we see the snippet of conversation in which they indicted Roger on, but we don't see what happened before that. And I know Randy Credico. I've known him for 11 years. He has threatened Roger Stone so many times. Roger responds the way that he responds, but he's not the instigator. Randy Credico is not important enough to Roger for him to threaten like that. And he's telling him, hey, tell the truth. You were the intermediary. And Randy Credico, a number of us were present when Randy Credico admitted to being the intermediary. And he's on TV lying about it, lying to the special counsel. And Roger's upset, rightfully so.
Randy Credico sounds like one of those late-night lawyers on commercials wearing fedoras.
He used to be a late-night comedian on a show back in the 80s, I believe.
By the way, one last beauty question. I watched the Get Me Roger Stone documentary. It's great. It's not fun. It's on Netflix, I believe, still. But I have a question. I did notice that his hairline got very suspect at around, I'd say, the mid-90s. Then all of a sudden, he looks like a great Superman villain or something like that right afterwards. But what's going on up top?
Are you taking notes?
The comment on
this. Are you taking notes?
This is more for Kevin than me. But hey, I'm actually... From my point of view, I'm getting a little thin up here, so I want to know how it's done.
Yeah, from ours too, Bill.
What was going on up north there?
You know, I don't know, because I didn't know Roger Stone then. I've seen the same pictures that you've seen, and I'm just, you know, to me it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. I'm like, okay.
I just want to know how he got them, because they're stunning, and again, I'm not getting any younger.
I've never asked him that question,
Was this the question that made you realize this wasn't a hard-hitting journalistic piece? He's like, tell us, is he guilty or not? Also, is he going bald? Tell us.
I think it was the picture of the vajazzle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We always lead with vajazzling, whether you offer the service or not. Ladies' choice, what do you feel like? Or do you just want to get vajazzled?
I don't want to get vajazzled.
Someone's not
dating
a gay man.
I'll never say never.
Thank you.
There you go. She's leaving lower it back? Open.
Yeah.
The assholes? I don't know what it would be.
You know what? I was going to have my waxers offer manzillion, but then the shop is right across the street from a fire station, and they stand outside and stare, so hey, NYFD.
Well, better than an elementary school.
I thought that was probably not a good idea,
there
considering where we're
no
located.
There is no better and weirder feeling than after you get a Brazilian.
Emphasis on
you
weirder.
You feel so free.
Crisp.
And like when you walk, you're like
erroneous.
I didn't realize that it could feel so different and so strange.
Like you feel lighter.
Your hands right now.
Kind of.
What are you
shaping.
Doing?
No, it's like shaping. It's raw. There's still like wax on there.
No, you haven't gone to the right place then.
I've been all the places, baby. Oh. Like, what are you talking about? You're like walking. It's like still, and that's like stuck to your pants still. You're just like walking.
Sometimes.
You feel like you just been mugged.
Right. Someone's not a fan, and that's okay. It's okay.
No, Brazilian's not for everyone.
Aren't you supposed to, like, don't they let you, like, scrub down afterwards?
No, you are too tender for a scrub.
No, that's
down.
Also only where you do it at your house, Bill.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Stop buying those Duane Reade kits.
That's illegal. The scrub down is probably illegal.
He's also got a slip and slide out of his front door that you can just go straight off of.
Speaking of disturbing images, possibly.
Wow.
Do you think obese people should be paid? I know, that's a weird segue. I don't find it disturbing. Do you think obese people should pay more to fly?
Yes.
A writer claims that passengers should be charged based on how much they weigh. And there was a heated debate on This Morning, which is apparently a show that takes place every morning.
Petition.
There was a big debate between two people. Danny Levy, or Levy, argued airlines should charge obese people more due to fuel costs. And that's not just people who weigh more, but taller people.
I didn't know this was an issue.
Anything you and your luggage. But a body coach, Michelle Bell, dubbed the idea nothing but fat shaming. So I am curious where people side on this argument.
Well, this is very obviously a Jewish man thinking of cost effectiveness, Levy, versus
a woman. They're both
versus
women.
A woman. Okay. Well,
it's a skinny woman versus a larger woman.
She is skinny.
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck am I to say this? I think I think we should get a discount if a fat person sits next to us. That's the way that we should do it. I'm going libertarian on this.
Did you see the recent video of a woman who had to sit in the middle seat between two larger adults? And
no.
She was blatantly complaining about it. She was escorted off of the flight because she was so offensive. It was hysterical, but also offensive.
Save yourself, Noelle.
That's perfect.
Oh,
No, I just meant the complaining.
I forgot I was on the show.
It was you!
I'm deeply hungover right now. Just,
have a donut.
That's why none of these are brain busters.
Anyway, I don't know. I used to live in the Virgin Islands, and every time you got on one of the puddle jumpers that were, you know, you had to take in order to get there, they always asked you, how much do you weigh? And you had to tell the truth because, you know, your life depended on it. They were like, yeah. 'Cause this is where you go in the plane, you know, depending on how much you weighed. So, you know, you better tell the truth. We're all in this together. Yeah. You know, it wasn't a matter of, you know, fat shaming. It was just like, eh. So, you know, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm, again, like kind of a thin person, so I, you know, feel like I shouldn't really have a say. I don't think it's a matter of fat shaming. I don't know. Just
well, see, I think I have an idea, Kristen, that could make everyone happy. As opposed to having people who weigh more pay more, have thin people pay less.
That's what I just said.
Did you? Oh, yes. I was thinking.
I literally just said that.
What an asshole.
If you're paying for a seat and you fit in that seat, then it's your seat. So if I'm pregnant and I'm on the plane, I should pay for two? Like, what's the theory there? I mean, I'm not fat, but now I'm traveling for two, so are you going to start charging me for two?
That's an interesting point, particularly if you actually give birth while in air.
And you're letting the people who are under two fly for free, right? I have a 2.5-year-old. He had his own seat because he was a tall kid. And so I was considerate, and I also didn't want to kill myself having this 30-pound baby on me. So he's had his own seat since he was one. But, I mean, so if you're going to change the rules, it would have to be fair to change the rules for everyone, which would is not.
Well, don't they sometimes, like, if you're overly big, don't they make you buy two seats sometimes?
Apparently not anymore.
See, that's what's wrong with this
country.
See, that's
the wrong
with it. Kevin Smith ruins everything.
If you're intaking double, you should have to pay double. That's just...
I do feel like we're oftentimes wrong at... I'm sorry, mad at the wrong thing. We're all trying to figure out putting blame on other people, making other people pay for our being uncomfortable, when really it's the airlines who continue to make these seats.
Right.
Tinier and tinier, so we, even average-sized people, are so uncomfortable that I can't imagine how someone who is obese must feel. I mean, it must be a terror to fly.
I can't change them, so I feel like every time I get on a plane, unless I'm flying in business or first, or I'd fly JetBlue a lot, which they don't, most of their planes don't have that, but I'm in the even more because I'm there, and I feel like you just have to resign yourself to the fact that this is going to suck.
Yeah.
So,
that's
okay, five hours, this is going to suck, I'm going to be sore, what can I do to make my life a little better, a pillow, whatever, and...
That's,
you know,
actually, my wife said that to me last night. Yeah. 5 hours, this is going to suck. What could I do to make my life better? A pillow, or should I stretch a little bit more? I think we should all stick to United's slogan, which is no fatties and no Asians. I think that we should stick to that and then move on. I also
think that was actually a thing on Grindr.
Oh,
sure.
Sorry. That's just my search history.
Ah.
I love the image of the puddle jumping pilot going, how much do you weigh? This is where you belong. And just walking an obese person off the plane back onto the runway. This is where you go. That's just a treadmill.
I was once on a flight. I think I was coming back from New Orleans, and it was like we had a layover, but it was the short flight on the way to the other flight, and it was not a full plane. And the flight attendants were counting how many people were in the front, middle, and back of the plane, and they said repeatedly, it's a weight issue. It's for the safety of this flight that we need the weight distributed.
I might get up and leave at that
which
moment.
It is then freaking me the fuck out.
Is that where your eating disorder came in? She said, you're in the front of the plane? Oh, my God. No more food.
We need more people in the front. I'm just eating pretzels.
I'm doing the best I can.
Trying.
I'm on keto.
Sticking your coat in your sweater. Did you ever have people requesting one of your employees for Mile High?
No. I mean, I ran a vanilla agency, so most people called, they understood that, and if there were any extra sort of requests, it was discussed beforehand and rules were agreed upon.
I run a vanilla extract agency, and we should talk because I've got some recipes for you, girl.
It's just carrot cake.
Yeah,
it's the greatest.
Get it. Actually, can someone go fund me for that? Do you want to leave that list for a while? It's a good one to talk about monogamy. You're supposed to read out loud, not look at it.
Monogamy in the genes? A mimic poison frog, not the cheating kind. Okay, so basically a research team at the University of Texas at Austin, one of my favorite cities, identified five monogamous species, then compared them with more promiscuous close relatives. California mice versus deer mice. Mimic poison frogs versus strawberry poison frogs. I didn't even know there was.
Delightful. This is a children's television show.
Dolphins versus inmates.
Basically, after analyzing the animal's brain tissue, the researchers discovered that males stayed loyal to their mates. Those who did bore a common genetic formula. Specifically, there's 24 genes whose activity is consistently ramped up or dialed down. It's not yet known whether human genes behave in a similar way. Thus, whether there could be a genetic test for human monogamy. Very interesting. You know, when people say they're serial cheaters, well, now their defense is, I was born this way. Do you find, I mean, Kristen, you've met a lot of men.
Once that happens, all online dating apps should adapt that test so people know who they're dealing with.
Yeah, but do you think that there is a genetic predisposition toward monogamy or promiscuousness?
I think so, probably. Yeah. I think that people just are who they are, and without the conscious effort to change, they're not going to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Elliot Spitzer is a perfect example, right? So everybody thought when he got caught, he was going to stop his ways, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
He's going to continue because he'd been using my agency for years, agencies that I knew girls had worked at prior to mine, using them for years as
Bill's
attorney general.
Company.
Then into governor, and then so he moves forward, and now he's just with singular girls, one of whom I think was obviously arrested, and she's telling her story now most recently. So his behavior has not ever changed, despite everything. Anthony Weiner, it's all of these guys.
That's in the name right there.
Yeah.
He had no choice.
Well, with Spitzer, and I wonder if this comes into play, because they didn't really touch on it in the articles. With Spitzer, he's got that big old Cro-Magnon brow and that lantern jaw. And I'm wondering, do you think...
Who's Anthony Weiner, though?
Yeah, but I think that usually means more testosterone, right? I'm wondering if it's just, the test should be as simple as if you have a really high testosterone level, perhaps you're more prone to cheating, or maybe that doesn't make any sense.
I had taken a 23andMe, and it came back that my father's incapable of love. So I am fully, fully behind this study.
I think that might have been like 22andMe or something. That seems like a bunk one.
Yeah, or 24. Like it was. Yeah. I had an extra or not so many chromosomes. I can't remember exactly what came back, but that's because I lacked them.
But it would be cool, Noel, it would be really cool if we could find out through like a 23andMe or a DNA test if our man is genetically a cheater, because then we don't have to, you know, work on changing him.
You already know. You know, from, you know, like a couple of dates. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
And why do we stick around, even when that's the case?
Right.
I don't know why I say we. I mean, like, as women.
She's royal.
It's like that Chris Rock bit. You know, he's talking about, you know, Bill Clinton. He's like, ladies, like, you know your man. You know if you got that crazy, need a blowjob all the time kind of man.
Yeah.
He's like, Monica shouldn't have stood a chance. You know, I should have got this. She should have been like, you know, already down there, like, tickle his ass or something, Monica. Tickle his ass. You know?
That is spot on.
She should have been on that.
Rock. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I can't.
You know what
that
it's like if you don't get his medicine? You know? Like,
yeah. You can tell, by the way.
I apologize to the family of Chris Rock.
Right. All of this. You can tell because 23andMe, by the way, I meant my 23 other illegitimate siblings and me. We all had a conference and we found out that my dad was a cheater. That's how we actually found out. It wasn't a company, it was just 23 brothers and sisters.
23andMe. Yes. So I have this like ridiculously square aunt, you know, just like crazy, like prim and proper.
Very boxed.
Like Elliot Spitzer square?
You know, like Texas, just like, ooh, 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 you know, has like, you know, furniture you're afraid to sit on, so square.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, we all do like 23andMe. I didn't because, you know.
Serial killers.
I'm like, yeah, I don't want to like be, you know, them coming, the FBI coming for me one day or
totally.
Whatever.
You're giving them your DNA.
Exactly.
She's very much on board with that.
I'm against it.
As opposed to Bill's extracting company.
One of my relatives goes on there and all of a sudden it's like, you know, you've matched with like 99%, you know, accuracy with like this guy named Raul or whatever. Anyway, turns out when she was in, you know, she's like 20 years old or whatever, she'd gone to do, you know, like, I don't know, a semester in Mexico or something and had this like love child, right?
Oh
that
my
like
God.
Nobody in the family knew about. And I was just like, yes, yes, this is Raul.
Yeah.
Raul.
Citizenship.
Amazing.
Meanwhile, was Raul trying to find
yes,
his birth mother?
Find her.
How you never told me this?
Yeah. So embarrassed. Oh my God, I was in Croatia at the time, and I like this call from, you know, my brother, and he was just like, "You're not gonna believe it."
How is your Croatian love child doing?
Oh my God,
I feel like you're gonna get a call for a vajazzled fence, a border fence.
That's right.
For
the
right. So Raul,
it's a barrier.
Over.
Thank you.
The rest of my trip in Croatia, we were just toasting. We were like, "To Raul!" Oh my God, I was like, that's "Yes!" So of all the people, it's always the quiet ones.
Yeah. No kidding, but like, tequila. I don't even know how you would get away with that back then. I mean, if they're gone for over, well, I suppose once you start showing, that's like 6 months. I mean, people must have known, but no one did. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Why would you do it if you had a love child? That poor little Spanish runt just sitting there looking
for... So why do we call it a love child?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we call it an oopsie child?
Yeah.
You know?
Planned Parenthood calls them abortions, and that's why they should stay there. It's just easier. Do you have any more thoughts on monogamy overall? It seems like this one. Really
yeah. Speaking of abortion, do you have any more thoughts on monogamy, Joanne?
No, I'm good. Speaking of,
your segues are just
great decisions. It's time to make some of the best. What food are you going to eat during the Super Bowl? Each person and party will differ on what food they serve this Sunday. Some prefer the classic route, hot wings, chips and dip, and pizza. Some like to experiment with sliders, intricate vegetable dishes, the ones that are shaped like a stadium.
Really passionate that last part.
It's a little desperate if you're asking me. And then lots of desserts and things. I'm curious what your favorite Super Bowl or game day foods are.
I don't know about the foods, but I'm going to vajazzle a Patriots logo.
We've got the top.
Is somebody going to eat your pussy?
Someone is, actually. Someone's going to eat my butt pussy, and I'm going to put a Patriots logo above it, and that's going to be the catering for my party.
I love
not
that.
One of the options,
I
butt
love
pussy.
That.
I'm done.
Do you prefer pizza or wings?
I eat like, this is a truth. Every time I'm on here, I say one thing that I know is going to get me shit on Twitter from the fans.
So
and I do it anyway because I don't give a fuck.
Only reason I book you.
Exactly. I run my life off of a calorie counting app.
Which one? Yeah.
Some of us don't like to throw up, Joanne. I run my life.
A lot of calories.
It doesn't count as exercise. I do my Fitness Pal.
Me
it's
too.
An Under Armour app because I'm a fucking. What camera are we on? I'm a fucking man. And I was on the road last year, wildly unhealthy.
Road life.
Yeah, I was driving overnight. It's all fast food. I was legitimately winded walking around. And having severe stomach issues. And before I got married last year, my wife turned me onto it.
She's like, I'm repulsed by you.
Yeah, yeah. And what I mean before I got married is when I took off my clothes, she was like, download this app right now. And then call Kristen. And you know, I lost between 20 and 30 pounds because of it. I feel in the best shape of my life. And when I follow it, I feel immaculately healthy. Mm-hmm. I just went on a 4-day drinking bender when she went on vacation, and I was off the app, and I cannot at this point in my life be I'm in my mid-30s. I can't fall off at this point. I have to stay on because it's either all or nothing for me. So I will try to avoid eating like shit just specifically to not feel like shit. But
well, that's the thing.
Well, now I feel like shit because I want to just.
Well, some of us aren't a former Miss Teen something, you know?
Whoa.
You have.
How
dare you?
I was an adult queen.
So is Bill, but we don't put that on his Twitter bio.
Fair enough. Well, what are some of your favorite game day foods?
Oh, God. I just could not give two shits.
We have the wrong panel for this story.
That was a very interesting story. Like, go cry about it at Sweet Greens. All right. I got home. Can I just tell you? I got home last night.
You're still drunk. Be honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. I got home last night. I bought all of this McDonald's.
Oh, God.
Bill ate all of it. I got home. He ate my filet of fish. I had two.
You were very drunk.
Was that a part of the McDonald's or just okay?
He ate my filet of fish. He ate my two double cheeseburgers and my Big Mac. And I burst into his bedroom at 3 a.m. and I was just like, "What the fuck?" Like that's what I would eat.
Were you going to eat all of that?
Well, I would have eaten some of it, but. Alas, and I burst into his bedroom, and I was just like, what the hell? And he was like, it froze in the fridge, so I threw it away. And I was just like, don't lie to me, Bill. Yeah. Anyway,
you love stealing
that's
things.
What I would
well,
eat.
I'll tell you, that was a whiskey blackout as well.
If I cared about game days, I don't, even though I live in Boston. You
oh,
know,
God, that's right.
Yeah, do you remember my Tom Brady story? Years ago when I was
like an awful story.
Years ago when I was a reporter,
he's a cheater.
I went to an event. Funnily enough, it was a Victoria's Secret party. This was before he was with Giselle.
Ooh.
And I went up to him, you know, he was like with his handlers and you know, I kind of said to his publicist
Gronkowski.
Or whatever. I said to his publicist like, "Oh, you know, I would love to, you know, ask him a couple of questions. You know, I'm here for the New York Observer." And he, you know, taps him on the shoulder and Tom Brady looks at me and he goes, looks me up and down, looks at him and goes, eh. And then turns around like I wasn't hot
what
enough for him,
little
to,
bit.
For him to answer
I knew
my
I hated
questions.
Him.
And it's like Tyson.
Man. Yeah.
I only talked to female
really
reporters
sorry.
That I
he did that to
and
you.
I'm like, oh, burn. So
that's another one that I believe.
You know what the most offensive thing that you said in that entire thing is? You called Bill's room his room and not your living room. That
yeah.
was the most offensive thing that I heard out of.
Hey, it proves I have a roof over my head. You kept saying I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I need that cold Statue of Liberty on that commercial right now. do we care about Super Bowl?
I
mean,
don't care
favorite
about Super
junk
Bowl.
Food
I follow
period.
A keto diet, so it would be keto based.
Come on, don't you have
Japanese
a cheat
food?
Day?
No, keto diet, you can't cheat. Otherwise, you're consuming a massive amount
of
set fat.
That's what I wonder, right? So you get to the end of the day, right? You've had like, you know, 200 grams of fat. What if you go out for drinks with the girls? Do you just suddenly put on like...
You're just drinking liquor straight.
Yeah.
You know, no, because it's still, as you make it fit your macros, it's still fine. But the beauty of the keto diet is that you can eat bacon and eggs and you can have these little things. Yes, you can have these little things. You're forcing your body to run off of fat. So you can make little fat bombs, which are like cookie bites and all these things that are keto based to I usually follow a low carb, high protein diet because I lift weights. But I've transitioned to eating more fat and it's much more successful and it makes you much more happy.
Wow. You know, I just want to say to all our viewers who are like me planning on ordering Domino's, debating between the cheesy bread or the Cinnasticks, get both. You know, I feel like and it's really the only time I drink can after can of Bud Light. So just go for it.
I can't wait till the 40-year-olds that some of them live in their mom's basement just obese, paying two airline tickets and having a fucking guinea tea watching this show look at you and go, fuck you. I don't care about what
no,
you have to
I'm,
say.
Otherwise, everything
I'm telling them to do it. Do it.
I'm telling them to hire a lady.
Do it.
You guys, let's go around the table and just let us know what you want to plug or promote before we send you on your merry way. Thanks so much for coming in this horrific weather.
Which way do you want? Do you want to go first?
Sure. You can find me at Manhattan Madam on Instagram or Twitter. And also, since Roger is not here, if you believe in the cause and his fight against the special counsel, it's stonedefensefund.com.
Yes, and I will get to the bottom of this hairline. I swear to God, it's my new goal. Noelle,
next time he's in town, I'll bring him over.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We love him. He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing. I mean, a million years ago, I wrote a book called My Year with
it's
Eleanor.
A great book.
Yeah, it's about, you know, how Eleanor Roosevelt was a timid child and became the glorious woman that she became by making it her life's goal to conquer her fears. And inspired by that, I, you know, took a year of my life and made it a point to conquer my fears. And it kind of tells our dual stories side by side. And
when you mentioned Puddle Jumper, I was thinking about that flying refrigerator that was the plane that you were in when you did your...
Well, and I went shark cage diving with this guy, and this guy's in the book.
Yes.
And when you say fears, does that include living with Bill Schultz?
Right?
That's actually me on the cover right there. Weekends are a trippy time. Kev, what do you got?
I will be tonight at the Hartford Funny Bone for one show, 7:30. This weekend, Catch a Rising Star, three shows. And if you believe in the cause, then buy tickets now. Also, I'll be recording my album February 8th, New York Comedy Club. And I'm going to book myself again before that just to
you got it,
come
buddy.
Back on here. Absolutely. And plug it. You guys, you have your industry guests already. I assume Yay. You're going to be reputable and buy tickets. Oh, this drunkard is pull your apartment out of the building, please.
Quite literally, it looks like a cartoon drunk.
February 8th. February. Next Friday, two shows. New York Comedy Club.
Oh, I think I'm working.
You son of a bitch.
I'm the worst.
Yeah, well, Bill's got two industry passes.
Ooh, I love saying that. Joe, as usual, go to our graphics first. I go to you to sum it all up. It's like a PSA, but not really.
You know, we got a lot of fresh snow all around the country. Frigid temperatures. Please bundle up. And if you see someone who needs help, try to help them. Give them some money. I don't know.
Inauthentic.
You can't help everyone, but you know.
Let them freeze.
Be kind to yourself and others.
Yes.
Thank you to our new sponsor, Fitbit.
To